Blinn College trustees have no initial opposition to new construction on the Bryan campus or Blinn recently acquired property at Villa Maria and Nash. The trustees' last meeting included a master plan update, which for the first time shows Blinn expanding its Bryan campus footprint. According to online records at the Brazos Central Appraisal District, Blinn acquired four parcels of land that were formerly the home of Rivergate Church and two homes to the south of the church. Subject to final approval by the trustees to be built in the next 4 years on the new land at Villa Maria and Nash is a new administration and student services building. Consultant Meredith Epley McWilliams says that would move those services on campus from the Tejas Center.
We would also move some of the functions that are currently in your building S, like HR, campus administration, campus police. That would also move into this new facility as well.
There would also be a new campus entrance monument sign at Villa Maria and Nash, and Nash Street will be extended. Between the years 2026 and 2030, Blinn would build intramural fields. And between the years 2031 and 2040, Blinn's new land would be the site of a new student activity center. 1620-94-5 WTAW, 4 months after Blinn College became the owner of a former Bryan Church property, Board of Trustees publicly approved the purchase. It's been 3 weeks ago that WTAW News reported Blinn received the deed last January to four parcels totaling 4 acres at Villa Maria and Nash from Rivergate Church. There was no record of the purchase in minutes of prior Blinn Board of Trustees meetings. Last Monday, we received Blinn's response to our open records request. Blinn's chancellor, following board policy, authorized spending $2.1 million from the college's capital projects and deferred maintenance reserve fund. Following night, Blinn trustees unanimously ratified the purchase. It's after Vice Chancellor Richard Cervantes reviewed what the trustees were shown last December and January. Here are the comments from Blinn Vice Chancellor Richard Cervantes.
The administration is seeking ratification of a past action associated with the $2.1 million purchase of property on the Bryan campus. We did adhere to the board's policy associated with purchasing, but wanted to have a little discussion about it to kind of show the board what we had done in terms of the budget in particular. So this is actually a pie chart that we showed along with our financial presentation back in December. On the bottom left, you'll see a property purchases that we had moved out or made it available to be spent from the capital projects and deferred maintenance reserve. And this was part of the discussion with the board. And then in January, the same pie chart, you'll see that $2 million is gone because we purchased the property. On that same report in January, on the bottom of the statement of budgeted revenues and expenditures, you would see the Bryan campus property purchase, the $2.1 million. And if you look at today's report, the April report that you have received and every report since that January report, that same statement will have this same amount that's in there. If you look even further back in January and look at the check register that we provide to the board with our financial reports, you would also see the purchase of that property, $2 million. On that check register also. So Mr. Chairman, I wanted to make the tell the board that from our perspective, as we've reviewed the policy, we did conform with the board policy, but we would intend to expand on that process if need be. We have some ideas to make it even more transparent, and we're willing to do that. We'll do that in the future. But for the moment, we're just needing a approval and ratification of the real estate purchase agreement. I'll stand for any questions.
Comments from Blinn College Vice Chancellor Richard Cervantes, followed by comments from the newly appointed chair of the Blinn College Board of Trustees, Jim Colcorst of Brenham.
Thank you so much. And you know, I know most of you guys remember all of the discussion that surrounded that Bryan property purchase. So I am open for a motion to accept that.
I move that we ratify the action of acquiring the acreage at Bryan as per outlined by the
motion made by Mr. Mosier.
Second. Rebecca, can
we're going to go with Ms. Ehlert tonight. Second by Ms. Ehlert. Any discussion further? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Thank you.
Thank you.
Comments from the Blinn College Board of Trustees May regular meeting, where the trustees publicly approved the purchase of what was the Rivergate Church in Bryan at Villa Maria and Nash. The ratification taking place 4 months after Blinn trustees received the deed to the property. Blinn paid $2.1 million from the college's capital projects and deferred maintenance reserve fund for the four parcels of land, which were not reflected in Blinn College minutes because Blinn's chancellor followed board policy to authorize that purchase. This is 1620-945 WTAW.